What did you say we just passed?
A VW microbus.
Okay,
the
folks.
We're
beyond Ennis Diamond, right? We're passing Ennis Diamond, and we have just passed a famine memorial on the right-hand side with tourists getting out and looking at it, or else they might be natives who are just checking up on their family history. We're on the road to the sea. Any minute now, we're going to hit the Atlantic, and we're going to have live on air a game that two of us, of the three of us in the car, used to play. In South Africa, Jonathan, what was this game called?
I See the Sea.
In Limerick, it was called I See the Sea. And on the road, and Tania Bawalde, wherever you were in Cork.
I grew up on the sea, so we saw it every day.
Yeah. Well, we always had to go to the sea. How far from the sea did you grow up, Jonathan?
About 700 kilometres.
I see the sea!
Oh, you won!
I see the sea!
We're not a bit competitive.
That is the Atlantic Ocean. That is
that
Liscannor Head. Out there, the far thing with a whole load of houses built on top of the head. That is the famous golf course, Lahinch Golf Course, right? Not the old head of Lahinch. Lahinch Golf Club, founded 1892.
Fuckish term.
Lahinch, L-E-H-I-N-C-H,
yeah,
also
yeah.
Spelt L-A-H-I-N-C-H. Oh, a long story. Nobody knows. No one knows the true answer. One is a townland or parish, and the other is a place. That's one. Here we are. We're hitting Lahinch. First impressions of Lahinch, guys. Actually, John, Tanya, you've never been here before. Jonathan has played golf here in the rain.
There's a surprise, Ireland.
First
much bigger than I thought, and there's quite large.
Turning
what looked
right
like
towards Listowel-Varna.
Bed and breakfasts and turned into hotel type houses. I know that of late it's become quite a surfing paradise, so I'm guessing it's been an established... Oh, look, there's another car with a surfboard on it. I'm guessing it's been an established holiday venue
kids
for a long time.
Kids with surfboards.
And boogie boards and stuff. I'm guessing that over the years it's grown organically, and probably in the boom, these all look like recent...
There is the golf course. The golf course, I have to get this in. Irish flag, Canadian flag, American flag... Swedish flag, help me out, Lahinch own golf club flag, and the Three Crowns of Munster flag.
Ah, yes, yes.
People on the 18th side.
Oh, and an Irish military camp, Lahinch camp. Is this where the Irish military go on holidays then?
It's where the FCA.
Oh,
right, the FCA
no, it's not. It's not called the FCA anymore. I should know this. It's the Irish Army Reserves. Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
The 18th hole, Jonathan.
My brother would kill me.
Lahinch. Do you remember the day we played here? We were only dying to get in off the course. The weather was diabolical.
Dark.
It just looks like one big sand dune, people.
By the way, my mother-in-law, my daughter, my sister-in-law could all be within yards of us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're all down here.
Holiday.
At the moment.
This is their place. Wow.
Okay, on the right-hand side is the castle course. Anyway, Tanya, back to you. First impressions.
It looks like a holiday town. And actually, I thought for some reason it would have a village feel, or that it would be a very small village, and it's actually much bigger than I thought.
This is called Millionaire's Row.
I was just going to say, these are enormous houses, and I would say built certainly within the last 8 years. Architecturally designed in inverted commas, with lots of open plan living, etc. I love the stone walls, I love the rolling hills.
You're in Clare, right?
Yeah, typical.
Castle. There's the castle of the castle course, right?
Okay.
Jonathan, you keep watching the road.
Yeah, your job right now is to navigate.
That's a course anyone can go on to, the castle course, by the way.
Oh, so this is the plebs on the right-hand side, and this is the...
No golfer is a plebs.
Okay,
we are
sorry.
All lords and ladies on
wow,
the golf course.
Wow, look at that, where some river meets the sea, and it's actually wow. Sunny with blue skies. Jonathan, slow down, I have to take a photo.
Stop here. This is an amazing place. This is where the river that flows through Ennis Diamond hits the sea. It's a snake.
Wow.
It's basically a snake. They are quicksands down there, by the way. You need to be rather careful where you go when the tide is out. No. I don't know what... I forget what it's called. I'll come back to the name in a second.
That is beautiful.
Isn't it?
Stunning,
eh? Isn't it
you
stunning?
You can see why we have a tourism product in Ireland. I mean, if we had slightly
if we could
better
bottle
weather...
this sunshine,
yes.
Right? It is a phenomenal place. We are 22 kilometres from Listowel-Varna. Anybody sing Listowel-Varna? And five from Liscannor.
Listowel-Varna.
Pony trekking. Come on, give us a song.
Listowel-Varna. Oh, Listoun Barna. A Listoun, 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 Listoun Barna. That's all I know. That's it.
No, the more singing we can do, the better. Most people are fed up with my voice and they want to hear us sing, guys. We are now on the left-hand side approaching, we are approaching the Pitch and Pot. Around here is Willie Daly. Now, Willie Daly is terribly important. He's a matchmaker, right? And he's now passed the matchmaking business. Jonathan Am, you know something about this, right? I'm not going to say any more than that. You can reveal as much or as little as you like about matchmaking. The point about this is that Willie Daly is Ireland's most famous matchmaker. He's passing the business over to his daughter, right? So we got the generational handover. There
Willie
is
Willie Daly and daughters.
Yeah, but Willie Daly also does pony trekking.
Willie
Daly's
got a
load of
many
horses. Oh, Willie Daly. The only thing Willie Daly
does.
He
probably has a B&B
and a Corrick to go out fishing, possibly. Although we're now in, for those who know Lahinch, we're now in Digger territory.
What's
Digger is the local fisherman. Unfortunately, he died, but his son is carrying on the business. This is great fishing territory, Jonathan.
What kind of fish, Paul?
Well, I first came to Liscannor here when I was on summer holiday in Kilkee, and I came over here in order to do one thing, and it was to get lobsters.
Oh, yum.
Now, in those days, lobsters were not a luxury product, right? And we went out in a Corrick to the lobster pots, and we brought in lobsters.
What's a Corrick?
A Corrick is a boat covered in tar. With usually rowed by one person, but could be rowed by two, but certainly no more than that. And there are people who would say that Corrick's got to North America before. That said, Brendan the Voyager. I don't know if he was in a Corrick. To be truthful, he probably had a sail. Anyway, isn't it phenomenal here, guys? We've got cows in the field on the right. We've got land that you could do nothing with except leave it for biodiversity, right? We must have butterflies. We've got a service station and a deli shop, and we're entering Liscannor. Okay, first impressions, Jonathan. You never got to Liscannor in your life.
I've been through here, Paul. I think it's...
Did you go to the Cliffs of Moher?
A couple of times, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's amazing as you come into Lahinch, just how the whole terrain changes. It's almost like you go from scrubby bush to kind of like more open, sandy type terrain. I mean, it's great. Seaside feel, very open. It's wonderful. It's a great place for kids' summer holidays.
Lovely little harbour on the left-hand side, Tanya. That's where the fish come in. Now, on the right-hand side, I want to draw your attention. We got the huge Liscannor Hotel. We leave that for the moment. But what is really interesting about Liscannor are the pubs, right? I want to draw your attention not necessarily to the Cliffs of Moher Hotel here, although that is there. But will you look on the right-hand side now? We have three pubs, right? We go slowly past them, right? And they're all different and people drink in all of them. The first one is Vaughan's, right? Wow. It started life as a pub, right? It has now become one of the best seafood restaurants. Well, it's a bar, but the seafood in there is stunning, right? It is called the Vaughan's Anchor Inn. Wow. And I joke you not, it is really great. Right next door to it is McHugh's, Joseph McHugh's. Across the road from McHugh's, well, no, across the road we'll come on to. Right, so that's another great pub. They're all
that
great
looks
places,
like
right?
House, Joseph McHugh's.
Yeah, it does.
That looks like old school country pub.
Yeah, but like look that. At Egan's.
Wow.
Another pub. Literally, these pubs are what? There's barely the width of a church between them, right? On the left-hand side is Egan's Books and Wine. Very sophisticated place. Well worth a visit. Owned and run by a man who has travelled the world, right? Okay, that's Liscannor, right? In front of us is a shop that says fresh fish and homemade chips.
Wow. That's a great piece of outdoor there, Tanya.
That is some ad. Jonathan, you're
fantastic.
An advertising guy in Origin. Can we have your comments on the
awesome
combination of the blue colour?
I mean, I think that's what's great about Ireland. Instead of the high production values, perfectly kind of expressed billboards, we have these very quaint signs that just, you know, tell people exactly what they're looking for, and it's totally authentic, you know.
And whoever did that piece of advertising on the side of the wall of the house has got his name underneath it.
Absolutely.
It looks like a Welsh person.
Yeah.
Looks like Evans to me, but I might be wrong.
Let's go up close and check
go
it
up
out.
Close. This is Bay Fish and Chips, and it's, oh God, can you say that person's name? Don't tell me there's a Twitter. No, that's not a Twitter
handle. No.
It's RIMUYDAS
dot
Z.
And Evan.
And underneath it, EVAN. Is it Evan dot Q?
Evan dot Q. I think the last names are dot Z and
dot Z and dot Q. goodness knows what that is.
Look at this cool little sign next to it, Paul, the bicycle. If you want to rent a bicycle, I guess you go that way and get yourself a bike for the day.
I think that might be a cycle track.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Okay, look, I got to tell you what Liscannor is famous for, right? It's much more famous for something other than what we've just been talking about. It's famous for stone. Liscannor stone is actually famous, right? It is one of the, in terms of, no, not just headstones, and I know you've got graveyards on the mind, right?
Stone for houses and cladding and all sorts.
Do you know it, Tanya? Would you recognise Liscannor stone if you saw it?
I wouldn't recognise it, and my geologist friends would probably kill me because I don't recognise it.
I'm going to take you past a shop. Well, Jonathan Am's going to drive us past a shop shortly outside Liscannor village, right? Which is Liscannor stone shop.
Wow.
Where, you know, what time is it? It's 19 minutes past. We better head on to Burren Smokehouse, right? But we can stop there, but you will see it as we go past it. Anything, last words about Liscannor? Anyone?
No, just taking it all in, really.
Would you ever come back again?
Absolutely.
Based on what you've seen?
I think I've already decided I need a longer road trip.
Now, the place that's better known than Lahinch and better known than Liscannor is called Doolin. Is that not right? Would that be a fair assessment? Doolin is better known?
In my personal experience, I think I probably know Lahinch better, only because I would have quite a few friends in the whole surfing fraternity, okay. And I think Lahinch would be talked about more.
You're not a traditional Irish musician?
Correct.
You're not into Irish music. Jonathan, have you ever heard of Doolin?
Never heard of it.
Doolin is synonymous with music, right? All the music heads in West Clare go to Doolin. By the way, all the real aficionados go to East Clare. There's a big conflict between West and East Clare about where the best Irish traditional music is to be found. But I guarantee you that in Doolin tonight, there will be a session in a pub, genuine Irish, pulled together. This is a route to the Aran Islands, Jonathan. Right? Ever been to the Aran Islands?
I haven't, Paul.
Okay, audio is getting too rich, isn't it? Okay, that's it. We will move on. We're obviously intoxicated by West Clare. Where is the Burren Smokehouse, by the way? We're heading there, and I'm getting hungry. I actually want some food.